the sum of $2,000?
In cash? Naturally. How else would we pay you?
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, just signed up a little. Sorry to hear that. Sit down. Thank you. So, you have come to talk over a little business proposition, is that it?
Of course.
You would like to send me some important information, eh?
Yeah. For a price?
Of course, for a price. Provided the information is authentic.
Of course, Frederick. You can be sure of that.
Very well. The minute you start it. Lean forward. His small two-button eyes grinning. One transmit the bound pages, rubbed his fat hands together. For a brief moment, Kent glanced around the room, wondering what had become of Baron Cruz. And as luck would have it, his X-ray vision failed to pass over the one panel behind which the Baron was watching and listening. In just a moment, we'll return for the thrilling climax to this episode. But first, John wants to name some of the exciting prizes that come with the swellest breakfast you can eat. Go ahead, John. Remember what I told you a while back about the P-47 Thunderbolt being one of the pay models you can get in the Kellogg's Pet Packages? Well, that's just one of many prizes, because there are 20 different models you can get. A Grumman Avenger.
What was that?
A signal to open the door. Part of the stone wall. Here it comes. I got it rigged up to a great fire quickly. Step inside. Wait a minute till I close the door.
All right, now where?
Get ahead. I need the way.
Why is it so dark down here? These guys don't like too much light.
It's like a coal mine.
Okay. Here we are.
And another door?
Yep. This one's steel. We'll open in a second.
Come in, gentlemen. Come in.
Go ahead.
Close the door, Adam. Sit down, please.
What kept you so long?
This guy got into a fight.
I see the bandages on his head and face.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody all right?
Oh, me? Yeah, I'm fine. I didn't get in the fight.
Well, let's go. The big boys ain't going to be here. One of the guys who works with us waiting downstairs. Come on. That's the step going down.
Yeah. Officer, okay, Mr. Kessler. I mean, yeah.
Follow me through the alley.
Yeah, we're right behind you.
I got a banner like that over the front.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Brown. You see all right?
Sure. That light you got helps a lot.
Okay. Hold up here.
All right.
Now, before you go, I want to get a couple of things straight.
Sure.
Yeah. You guys say you know when them bombers are taking off the airplane and what route they're flying, right?
That's right.
There's a wing across for $2,000.
Okay.
You'll get Cass. What's your name?
My name's Eddie Brown. My pal's name is Jim Smith.
That ain't your right name.
Sure you are. No kidding.
Okay, let it go. There's only one thing I gotta tell you. If this ain't on a level, you guys are trying to pull something. There are a couple of dead pigeons on the stand.
Yeah.
Just don't forget it.
Come on, Jim.
Might be. Come on, let's see.
Adam?
Yeah. What held you up?
I ran into a little trouble.
What do you mean?
Ran into a fight. My head's all battered.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's getting close, and I'm making it at all.
Wait a minute. I got a private pass. I'm a smart man.
Holy smoke, you kid. You just messed up. A man named Baron Trump. Trying to find out when those G-17 bombers are leaving for Italy and what route they're taking.
Not much I know.
All right. Now, Adam thinks we're willing to sell the information that Spiral needs, and he's agreed to take us to the big boss, Baron Kron.
I still don't understand why you wanted your face and head bandaged.
So I won't be recognized, Dorothy. Both Kron and his henchman, Kron's never seen me once before.
But why didn't you say so?
Why didn't you ask?
Well, see, if all I do is ask, and all you say is all I do is ask.
Oh, forget it, forget it. Now, do you know? You feel that?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me, by the way. We have to use fictitious names in case they ask us who we are. Mine will be Eddie Brown, and yours will be Jim Smith. Now, remember that, will you? Brown and Smith.
Okay.
And let me do much to talk. Uh-oh. 8:00. Hey, we're late. Come on.
Some of the easy maneuvers, and then the pilot asked me if I was willing to try a dive.
Mm. Have you ever dived in a plane before?
Thank you, no. But I can tell you, Jack, it was a thrill I wouldn't have missed for anything.
I'll bet you wouldn't. Gee, what an experience.
It wasn't long after that that I got a Marvel P-47 out of a package of Kellogg's Captain, like the one you flew in.
Golly, I wish I had a Model P-47 myself.
Well, then, Jack just heard about the mystery model planes that come inside some of the Kellogg's Pep packages. So he hasn't collected many yet. But I don't have to remind all of you that there are 20 different plane models you can get in the Pep packages. And one of these models is the P-37 I was just telling you about. And in other Pep packages, you get a different prize. A hot iron transfer of one of the exciting insignia that are painted in all fighting planes. And take my word for it, gang, your very first spoonful of 20...
Let's not kid each other. I know that's not your real name.
Listen, Wilson. As far as you're concerned, my name is Donald Haynes.
Okay, Haynes. Whatever you say.
I need a partner who has the proper underworld connections. You have. You coming in with me? Yes or no?
Well, Haynes, let's put
I
it...
I said I'll have access to every wealthy home in the city. These rich people will be my friends. It's a setup in a million.
What makes you think that you, a stranger in town, can just walk out and get to know all the ritzy people living around here?
Act your age. Well, Mr. Morgan?
The super delicious cereal is it? The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Brought to you by that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Today's episode takes Superman and young Jimmy Olsen into the secret lair of the Nazi killer, Baron Trump. There's trouble brewing, but before we continue with our story, let's join John, who is telling of his thrilling flight in a
song and a good guitar. The only things that I understand, oh boy, the only things that I understand.
When I was a little baby, my mama said, hey son, travel where you will and grow to be a man and sing what must be sung, poor boy.
Some say I'm a no count, others say I'm no good. But I'm just a natural born traveling man, doing what I think I should. Oh yeah, doing what I think I should. And I don't give a damn about a greenback, a dollar. Spend it fast as I can, or away.
Came out of the box.
Phosphorus in the water, likely. Hang on, Abby. Hang on. The box is coming to pieces. Hang on to me, Abby.
Easy, girl. Easy. I got you. Oh, look. 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 In the box. It's a man.
Lend a mercy. Abby. Abby.
Fighting desperately but helplessly in the savage riptide, Abby and her father are hurled violently apart, whirled over and over, then dragged beneath the surface as the cedar chest containing the unconscious figure of Superman is ripped to shreds. What will happen to them and to the Man of Steel? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, when we learn the fate of...
The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight.
The flame burning brightly, but when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart there'll always be warmer than May her tender sighs. Was softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet were her eyes.
All black cloak.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night.
Second Chinese Commando exploit to a thrilling climax. There's not a single moment when you won't tingle with excitement as Terry and his friends maneuver to defeat the renegade Krang and his enemy soldiers. So stand by for the Commandos who fight for victory with our friends.
Crash production of that supersonic rocket missile, the A-4. It's the second of a series of airborne weapons that Propaganda Minister Goebbels calls Vergeltungswaffen, or revenge weapons, to bombard London in reprisal for Allied air raids on Germany. The world comes to know it as the V-2.
Out on the range, riding with Alfredo.
Walking the streets.
The dark. All right, so I'm wrong about it being right.
Learn how to do it, either. No, sir. All you need is Terry's official airplane spotter. This fascinating device gives you all the dope you need to recognize 16 different makes of planes. Most of the planes are American, of course, because those are the ones you'll see flying overhead. But two famous British planes are here, too. The Spitfire and the Hurricane. And there are two Jap and two German planes, so you can see what they're like. Now, of course, Terry has to have Jap planes.